Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Russia-Ukraine conflict still rages on, but now after a new summit, one involving U.S. President Trump and European leaders, has spotlighted the security guarantees and Putin's demand for Ukraine to surrender some of the areas. The question is this now a turning point? Does this mean that this could be changing in the and moving in the right direction? Joining us this morning is Stephen Grusd, and he is the head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute for International Affairs. Stephen, can you catch us up for anybody that hasn't been following this closely? What is the latest?
Thanks, Howard. Thanks for having me. Well, the big thing in the last week was the meeting between Trump and Putin, where before going into the meeting, Trump had said that he's going to strong-arm Putin, he's going to get concessions from him, and it was the absolute opposite. Putin was feted and treated like a world statesman. He didn't have to make very many concessions, and the Ukrainians are pretty worried. So Zelensky was in Europe meeting various leaders, and the talk next is of a Trump, Zelensky, and Putin summit, although the Kremlin has really played down these this talk, and I think the conflict is more ready to be resolved than, say, 6 months ago. But it's not imminent. I don't see either side making the huge concessions that the other wants. I mean, Russia occupies about 20% of Ukraine's territory. It occupies Crimea, which is held since 2014. It's going to be very, very difficult negotiations. And the war rages on. It's also a Putin tactic to talk on the one hand, but also to escalate the conflict on the other. There was a huge attack on Thursday evening in Ukraine.
So in terms of a way forward, what I'm hearing from you is that it's just really a lot of talk, but there isn't a real interest, it would seem, on Putin's side to change tactics or soften the invasion.
In Trump's parlance, Putin does hold the cards in this conflict. I think he probably would like this resolved as long as he gets what he wants, and the aims of what he still calls the special military operation are to demilitarize Ukraine, to take 20% of its territory, to make sure it never joins NATO. And those are the red lines for Zelensky. So I don't see where there's compromise in the air. Yes, you can have meetings. And I think a Putin-Zelensky meeting would be significant. But I don't see them finding any middle ground at this point.
So what do you think the red lines are for them both? Is it NATO? I mean, is NATO that big a focus, or is it more about territory?
Well, I think territory is the biggest one. Zelensky would like to get Crimea back, which was annexed by in 2014. I think that's going to be a long shot. But he doesn't want to give away any territory. He doesn't want to be told that he can't join NATO or the European Union, and that there's peace between them. Putin wants all the territory that he occupies. He wants a demilitarized Ukraine that's never going to join NATO, and if we can even or the European Union, and what he calls a resolution to the pre-existing conditions. So Trump keeps saying, there are thousands of people dying in this war every day, and I think that's true. So at some point, all conflicts end.
The in terms of the actual battleground, is there any way to know who's winning this war?
I think we've seen in the last few months gains for the Russians. They slowly are taking more territory and sending the Ukrainians a little bit further back from the front lines. You know, it looks the battlefield is a bit not too dissimilar from World War I in France, where there are huge trenches dug and forward positions, and the other side has trenches on the other
That's
side.
That's insane. And
there's a lot of artillery, absolutely. There's a lot of artillery being fired by each side, but then you have a very modern warfare where they are sending drones into each other's territory, and those drones wreak havoc.
And in terms of the Russian population, are they, you know, there was some dissent at the beginning. Obviously, that was very harshly dealt with. There's also not a free press. But do we have any sense as to whether the Russian population is behind Putin?
That's a good question. I think many of them are sick of this and would like the sanctions lifted and would like the end of the war. Remember, many parents will have lost children, but a lot of those, as soldiers, a lot of those are not in Moscow or St. Petersburg. They're from the rural areas. I think there is a certain level of people being sick of the war and really wanting it over. But as you said, Putin smashes dissent in a very heavy-handed way.
That is where we do need to leave it. Stephen Grews, thank you as always. He's head of the African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute for International Affairs. And it's just incredible how this war just goes on and on. And there just seems to be very, very little little opportunity here of this being resolved.